Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors, powered on Facebook Live by RBS Bank. And it's time to talk with Angie Thompson here from Elder Care, and you brought friends.
Hey, Tom, it's good to see you this morning out here, and the sun is shining on KWON.
Is that what that is?
No rain this morning. I'm excited.
I was going to call the airport to see if they had any spottings of something strange in the sky.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, listen, I'm here today with Abby Peterman.
Mm-hmm.
She is our speech therapist at Elder Care, and she's going to tell us a little bit about a program that she's launching in July. So I'm super excited for her to be here today.
All right. Well, I tell you what, why don't we start with that? Let's go ahead. First of all, tell us what this is all about. When we talk about speech therapists, there's a lot of different elements of speech.
Yes.
I've been told that I sometimes speak English. But anyway, it's a little broader than that.
Yes. So a lot of times when adults particularly, which is who I work with at Elder Care, are told that they might need some speech therapy, they'll be like, but I talk just fine. But speech therapy is a lot more than just talking. Speech therapy goes into all kinds of communication. So language skills, maybe following a stroke, someone has lost some language skills. Maybe they have some problems with their voice. We also go into cognitive skills. So when people are struggling as a result of a TBI or maybe a dementia process. And we also work on swallowing. So any of those things would mean that you need to come work with a speech therapist. So we're much more than just talking.
Well, okay, we're going to get back to this in just a little bit because we've got a big month ahead of us, don't we?
Yes.
I want to get back to Angie here, and we've got a big campaign coming up, don't we?
Well, listen, you know, because we were not unable to hold our Good Bad Barbecue this year, you know, that's such a big event and
it
so
is.
Popular. I mean, this would be our 23rd year to hold that event. And I mean, we're talking 800 or more people who generally come to that event. And it's a massive undertaking to prepare for it, to organize all of the little moving parts, the auction, the silent auction. It just takes a lot of manpower and people and time to put that together. And because of the COVID restrictions and the uncertainty, at the time when we needed to begin preparing, we made the decision to not hold it this May, but we are going to be there at Hughes Ranch next May, May 7th.
Yes.
So be sure to be there. But listen, in lieu of the in-person event in May, we are asking our friends and sponsors, if you had planned to donate to that event or you had planned to sponsor, would you please consider making a donation to Elder Care? And you know, Tom, our friends are stepping up. We have several people who routinely sponsor that barbecue who have made an outright donation.
Wow.
And I just have to mention a couple of them, if you don't mind.
Go, let's do it.
RVS Bank, Bank First of Tulsa, Diversified Systems Resources, Ernst & Young right here in Bartlesville, Regent Bank, our friends over there on the corner of Dewey, and Schwegman Insurance. I mean, these folks stepped up, made outright donations in support of Elder Care, and it's a big deal. So what we're launching right now for those who would like to participate as a donor for Elder Care, to Elder Care, to those we serve, okay?
Yes, yeah.
We're calling it You Care.
Isn't that something?
I know. You know, people give because they care. And we at Elder Care serve because our friends give. So if you have something in mind that you would like to do for Elder Care, now's the time. You can mail us a check, or if you'd like to log on to our website. And for those who are not watching by Facebook, it's simply www.abouteldercare.org. And I always think of it like this: what about Elder Care?
There you go.
So that's the way to find us. And just look for the donate tab. I'd love to hear from you, too. You can call me, 918-336-8500.
Sweet, I like that. I want to get back now to Abby, because Abby, we've got a big month ahead of us. June is a very special month.
Yes, June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. It's also Aphasia Awareness Month. So all of these things are things that are really important to those of us who, those speech therapists that work with adults. It encompasses a lot of what we do. And particularly for the Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, we are gearing up to launch a new program starting on July 9th called Brain Builders.
Brain Builders. Tell us more.
Yes. So Brain Builders is going to be a group therapy program for people who are struggling with cognitive decline. Now, that might be dementia, or it might be another age-related issue that is causing some cognitive decline. But this is going to be an evidence-based program that works on stimulating their brains with exciting activities, fun, engaging tasks, things that just prompt them to think, to use their brains, to be creative, to express opinions. And so it's an evidence-based program that is shown to either maintain or sometimes even improve cognitive and language skills in adults who are struggling with cognitive decline.
Wow, that is really amazing. Now, when we're talking about folks who might be in this cognitive decline spectrum, first of all, what are some of the warning signs? Because the older we get, sometimes we get stuck in patterns, and it might not, or it might be dementia, if you're just kind of got a little too much in the hard drive, you know, and you get a little forgetful.
Yes.
I just keep thinking that the older we get, we just have so darn much information, we just don't know where to put it anymore.
Right. So one thing to keep in mind is that if the person themselves feels like they are struggling, the fact that they are aware of their struggles probably indicates that it's really just typical aging going on.
Good.
When we get older, we all start to struggle a little bit, and some of that is normal. Some of that's typical. So having a little bit more trouble with memory for appointments, things like that. If you're aware of the fact that you're struggling, but you're still able to pretty much do everything you need to do independently, it's probably just typical aging.
Okay.
Now, if the person seems to not be aware that they're struggling, if they're starting to need help doing some of their activities of daily living, things like preparing food for themselves, making sure that everything gets turned off in the kitchen, being able to get themselves dressed, and being able to go and get themselves some groceries when it comes to just their mental capacity to do those tasks. If they're getting lost in familiar places, things that they've done all the time, and now all of a sudden they're getting lost trying to get there, those are some red flags where we're thinking there might be something else going on here.
Well, good, because I think you put some people in a path where, you know, they can kind of watch out for their loved ones, and other ones are breathing a big sigh of relief. Gosh, it's not me.
No,
and I'm not trying to make light of it. I mean,
right.
I'm over here going,
yes.
But it is nice to know that we have elder care and all of our partners that are here to help us out. Now, there are some misconceptions, Angie, about elder care. Let's clear a few of those up.
Well, you know, a lot of folks think that we are resident facility in a nursing home, and we are not. We're a resource center for all things that are involved in aging, the whole aging process. You know, if you need a little help understanding some of how to complete insurance forms, we've got someone on staff who can help with that. We have our physical and speech therapy clinics. The Bohan Health Clinic is there, and that's open to the entire community, as is the physical and speech therapy. You don't have to be a member to be a part of elder care. So it's open to the entire community. Our mission is simply to help mature adults live happy, healthy, independent lives. So for those of us, me included, who are over 60, who need a little bit of extra help, a resource, you know, a question we need answered, elder care is that resource center. We're not a nursing home. We don't have beds and all of that, and people don't stay overnight. It's a resource center, and if someone wanted to come to Daybreak, that's available Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. I mean, it's great for families who are caring for a loved one in their home. Maybe they need to work. They don't have anywhere to take their mom or their dad during the day. Daybreak is an excellent opportunity. And I like to say it's the Daybreak spa, because I've been in there when the participants are there. I mean, my gosh, it's light therapies. They have music, art, I mean, real art, painting, you know, just fun things, exercise. They wear me out, and I have a fitness background. I mean, you know, it is an amazing opportunity. But it's a day, Monday through Friday experience. But yeah, but if folks want to find out more about elder care, we've got all of our programs on our website, and that's found at abouteldercare.org, or call us 918-336-8500.
Now, of course, we got through COVID, but we're still being very, very safe. I want everybody to know that, right?
We are. And we're seeing people in a limited capacity.
Understood.
Right. But we, you know, I know Abby can speak to the numbers that she has seen increase since we've opened back up. But I know physical therapy is resuming a full schedule, and we're sequestered in the whole building.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
We're not just in that one tiny room anymore. Physical therapy has taken over conference rooms and any available space. But so we're sequestered in other rooms, and we're still seeing patients and clients. The Bohan Clinic still seeing patients and clients, and if they need telehealth, they're there to support them in that way. The only restricted areas have been our caregivers going into the homes. We're not allowed to do that right now.
Understood.
We can do porch drops, and we do well checks by phone, and then Daybreak is seeing a limited number of people. But other than that, by appointment, we are open to the public and to the community.
Well, wonderful. Again, you've got the visual aids of folks. If you are watching on Facebook Live, you can see it's www.abouteldercare.org. And if you are, of course, listening, you just heard that. But what's your phone number?
918-336-8500.
And how can we find out more about our Brain Builders?
Yes, you can also find us on Facebook, on the Elder Care Facebook page. We will be posting throughout the month. You can also call back to our therapy department, which is 918-766-0391.
That's a lot of numbers, but you can find them right there on the computer. It's pretty easy.
Easy.
I want to thank you both for dropping by here and just bringing forth some great news about elder care and all the programs.
Thank you,
Angie,
Tom.
Abby, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll have more coming up in just a moment.
Maybe this